Okay, hello, this is Henry Harlow here, and I'm on the line here today with Attorney Sam Massini, Florida Attorney Sam Massini is a better way to say that, and I'm here to learn some more details around child custody in Florida. I really don't know a thing about it, and I imagine you're here because you want to learn some details around it also. So, Sam, if you're ready to take it away and educate us, let's go for it.
Thanks, Henry. Custody is a very difficult area, you know, for not only families but judges to decide. You've got two parents that are, you know, believe fervently that they are the best parent for their children. And, you know, the judge doesn't know the specific facts, special needs of children, work schedules. So it's very difficult for them to make these kind of decisions. You know, this is a real emotional time as well. Your most valuable asset, your kids are involved. And sometimes you've got one of the parents wants to limit your contact. Usually the mother wants to limit the father's contact with the children for no good reason. I mean, I've been there, and I know what you're going through, and I just want you to let you know that the firm will be there for you throughout the process of enforcing your rights. Now, we fought for men's rights for a lot of years, and finally, the Florida legislature took out the word custody and visitation from our statutes. You know, visitation is a term that was used when people were incarcerated and somebody went to go and see them. They had visitation. So I'm really happy about that, that those terms have been taken out. There's no more primary residential parent. They're just parents. And basically what we've done is we've come up with terms of time sharing and parenting plans. Now, time sharing is the part of it where you figure out how you're going to spend time with your children. Now, you look at both parents' schedules, and one parent may work nights, so they're not going to be available to take care of the kids during the night. Or in a lot of cases, people that work nights, they're not available to be there to take kids to make breakfast and take kids to school. So, you know, you have to alter the schedules based on the needs of the children and what's in their best interest. All of this time sharing and the parenting plans, you know, the bottom line is that judges will make decisions, and hopefully we won't need judges, that parents can make those decisions on what's best for their kids. Now, in the parenting plans, some of them are real simple. Others are very involved. We can get into health issues, what pediatrician kids are going to see, what eye doctor. I mean, are the kids going to get orthodontia? Who's going to pay for that? We can get into education, what schools they're going to go to, if they're going to go to college or not, who's going to be responsible for that. And some get very, very detailed. And I find that the parents that are able to work through all of these issues now, you know, they have this plan in place, and later on, if, you know, something should come up, they can revert back to the plan and they can say, well, we agreed to do it this way. I've had parents that have entered into these parenting plans and made decisions whether or not kids will get a tattoo or not, or at what age. So, you know, having that parenting plan in place gives you the options to set out how you're going to raise your children. And, you know, it makes it a lot easier later on, so you don't have to keep running to court to file papers, you know, to figure these things out later on or have a judge make those kind of decisions. You know, the other part of it is you have to realize that it's important initially to get your proper time sharing, especially if you're the father, because to modify those plans is very difficult. You have to be able to go into court and prove that there has been a substantial material change in circumstances that was unanticipated at the time you entered into that first agreement or you got that first court order if you went to trial. And you have to prove that the change that you are trying to achieve is in the best interest of the children. So it's a two-pronged test. And a lot of times, you know, people just don't get along or they have problems making decisions together. You know, those things are just not going to cut it. You have to go into court and prove that things have changed so drastically that to leave the kids in their current situation is not good for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to make sure that you have proper representation or counsel, you know, that's going to explain exactly what your rights are and what you're entitled to and make sure that those rights are enforced.
So kind of one of the things I think I'm hearing you say is you need to get that time sharing and parenting plan done right the first time. Otherwise, later on, you're going to have a hard road to hoe to try and get the modifications changed or in a modification to get it changed. That's pretty much set in stone, and it's a difficult level of proof, I guess, would be the term.
Exactly.
To get it changed. So I've got it right then, huh?
Yes, exactly. And a lot of times people enter into agreements that they didn't have counsel at all. And that happens a lot. I'll get calls a month, 2 months, 3 months later. People will go down and get one of these form kits, or they'll go to some paralegal place and they fill out documents for them. They file these things. They get a final judgment. Oh, I did my own divorce. It only cost me X amount of dollars. But then soon thereafter, they realize that what they agreed to doesn't work or they feel shortchanged. Especially, you know, you got to be careful in the area of child support because you can't contract away the child's right to support. So you can agree on this time-sharing schedule that you're kind of happy with, and then agree to there being no child support. But then the other parent can wind up going into court and asking for child support. And you can go in and say, well, we agreed there isn't going to be any. And the court will tell you, well, that's one part of it you can't contract away. And you can get stuck paying child support.
Mm.
Another important thing, Henry, is that even if you don't pay, there's child support that's court ordered. Even if you're not paying child support, and right now with the economy the way it is, there's a lot of parents who just don't have any income and they just can't pay. It's important to file for a modification at that point. But if you're not able to pay child support, it doesn't mean that you don't get to see your kids. One thing has nothing to do with the other. So your right to time sharing is still in place, even though you're unable at the present time to pay your child support. So it's important to keep seeing your kids.
I see. Makes sense to me. So I know we're going to talk about child support in more detail in another telephone call we do, an audio we do together here. Is there anything else you think we need to say about child custody here, or do you think we've got this one taken care of?
I think we pretty much have it taken care of. These are just some hopefully answered some basic questions. The next step, Henry, would be to talk to an attorney because each case is fact-specific. They can call for a free, no-obligation consultation with me, Sam Massini. They can call 239-829-0166, and I'd be more than happy to discuss their case with them.
Well, indeed makes sense to me to do that. Talking to an attorney with at no cost and with no obligation, I'm sure you'd learn some things about your specifics that you didn't know before the call. So it makes sense to do that to me. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for the information.
Thank you, Henry.